Shalom and hello and welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries Presents Purpose Gospel Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Ken. Well, we got a great show lined up for you this evening. Alrighty, let's all start out with the opening prayer. Amen. Lord God, we thank you for giving us Yeshua HaMashiach, whose words remain living to us this very day. You will make his words continue in your life, so that the name of Yeshua HaMashiach joyfully praises are sung to you, Almighty God and Father in heaven. Remember us all, Lord. Remember the particular needs of each one of us. Come to the world through the word of Yeshua HaMashiach. May his words come as your strong angels to the hearts of many to comfort and restore, to help and do miracles for those in need, Lord. May your name be praised through the great and mighty word of Yeshua HaMashiach. And we pray this in the mighty and precious name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Alrighty. Let's play some music.
Thank you.
righty. Well, I hope you enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. Amen. Well, let's get into the word. Yeshua's surprising teaching about service. We all want to feel like we really matter in some way, and sometimes that can take a form of other people do not matter. Yeshua taught that everyone matters. Success in his eyes is very different from the world's view of success. Yeshua's surprising teaching about service. We're taking it from Mark chapter 9, verses 33 through 50. They came to Capernaum. When he was in his house, he asked them, "What are you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Yeshua called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be the first must be the very last and the servant of all." He took a little child from whom he had placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who has sent me. So whoever is not against us is for us." Teacher said, "John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us." "Do not stop him," Yeshua said, "for one who does a miracle in my name can be the next moment saying anything bad about me. Whoever is not against us is for us. Truly, I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose a reward, causing to stumble. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large milestone was hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. And if your hands cause you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go to hell where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter your life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell. So all the worms that eat them do not die, and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves and be peace with each other. Sometimes it does take a rocket scientist. Scientists at NASA have developed a gun built especially to launch dead chickens at the windshields of airliners, military jets, and space shuttles, all traveling at maximum velocity. The idea is to stimulate the frequent incidents of collisions with airborne fowl to test the strength of the windshields. British engineers heard about the gun and were eager to test it on the windshields of their new high-speed trains. Arrangements were made, but when the gun was fired, the engineers stood shocked as the chickens hurled out of a barrel, crashed into a shatterproof glass, against smashed into smithereens, crashed through the control consoles, snapped the engineer's backrest in two, and embedded itself in the back wall of the cabin. Horrified Britain sent NASA the disastrous results of the experiment along with the designs of the windshield and begged the U.S. scientists for suggestions. NASA's response was just one sentence: "Saw the chicken." We live in a morally declining society. Gay marriage is now legal in all 50 states. We are heartbroken about it. A marijuana shop opened up next to a World Church building in Colorado. The world can gather the force to stop ISIS from taking over Syria. It is in this world at this time that Yahweh has called you to be a servant. And there's no mistake that you live right now in these times. We are to love him and love others. The main idea here is we all want to feel like we matter in some way, and sometimes that can take the form of other people do not matter. Yeshua taught that everyone matters. Success in the eyes is very different from the world's view of success. Yeshua meanders and interweaves his teaching here, so be prepared for rabbit trails. Serving others in Yeshua's name is the way to greatness. Being a servant of all is an argument. Yeshua's statement of principle demonstrated when he was watched his disciples feed. One example, Yeshua's principle illustrated with a child. Appreciating others who serve him with faith but less knowledge. True believers, they succeeded in casting out demons in Yeshua's name, unlike the failed exorcists of Acts chapter 19, unlike the disciples who had just failed to do so. Perhaps not true believers, but must allow room for that possibility. not always share something sometimes lost. People are seekers, aid, and assist Christians in messianic efforts. The promise of rewards to those who help Yeshua's disciples. Note some of Yeshua's response could be based upon Numbers chapter 11, verses 26 to 30. Showing special compassion for children in Yeshua's name pleases him. Receiving them is receiving Yeshua. Those who believe in implies evangelism. Leading children astray is the most serious sin. Their protection is a priority. The extreme importance of this is illustrated. Our sin problem is not caused by our eyes or limbs of the heart. Removing one's eye means still seeing with the other. Obviously not literal, but it illustrates the serious nature of these sins. So whatever keeps you from sin, repenting and turning to Yeshua cannot be as valuable as eternal life. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 24, and they shall go out and look into the dead bodies of the men who have rebelled against me, for their worms shall not die, for their fire shall not be quenched, and they shall be in abhorrence to all flesh. The nature of Gehenna is hell. Becoming salty is a bland world and is our calling. Illustration the country of Gehenna. Everything will be experienced to purify the salt and fire. Unbelievers in hell. Judges chapter 9, verses 45. And Amalek fought against the city of all that day. He captured the city and killed the people who were in it. And he raised the city and sold it with salt. So believers in judgment of works for purpose of reward. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15, now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive reward. So if anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, who himself will be saved, but only as through fire. Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 24, you shall present them before Yahuwah Lord God, and the priest shall sprinkle salt on them and offer them as a burnt offering to Yahuwah Lord God. Exodus chapter 30:35, and make an incense blended by the perfumer, seasoned with salt, pure and holy. 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 5, ought not to know that Yahuwah, Lord God of Israel, gave the kingship over Israel forever to David and his sons by a covenant of salt. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know that you ought to answer each person. Amen. So if you're out there and you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ to be a Lord and Savior, and you do not know him now, well, this is the time that you can get a chance to do so. Okay, if you're out there and you're tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way is up or down, okay, or maybe you lack purpose in life and need some, or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety, or maybe you suffer from something so much worse, such as alcohol or drug addiction, okay, sexual immorality, okay, overeating, gambling, whatever the problem may be, is the Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus tonight? If so, simply say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Oh, let's take a caller. All righty. That was enough of that. Well, how is everybody doing this evening? I hope everybody is well. Okay, let's take another caller here. All righty. Enough of that. All righty, well, let's play some more music here. Yeah.
Thank you.
right. Well, let's take some callers here. Okay, 101. Okay, 720. Hey, Paulie, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I just read some disturbing news about this guy named Mike Miles from PA touching his kids and shit. It's disgusting, man. How do you feel about pedophiles? I think they should throw them off roofs.
Well, you know, I'm not very fond of pedophiles. Okay, not very
yeah. What would you do if you met this guy Mike Miles touching his own children? What would you do to him? I know Ken would hold him down until the cops got there. He goes by Big Tex, right? You remember that call?
Yeah.
What would you do, Ken?
I would definitely have a talk with him.
What would you say to Mike Miles? Let's give Mike Miles a message, just in case he's out there. What would you say to Mike Miles about touching his daughters?
Well, I don't believe he does that. Okay, to tell you the truth.
Well, no. This is a guy in Brookford, PA.
Yeah, you're talking about Doug.
Oh, I'm not talking about Doug. I'm talking about this guy, Mike Miles. There's a news article about him. He's on the pedophile or the fucking sexual offender list.
Ah.
What would you say to him if you were sitting face to face, Ken?
I would just tell him he's a sick individual.
How would you tell him? Would you say it like the way you just said it? Would you say it with anger?
No, I would say it just like I said it. I would say you're a sick individual and needs help.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. The guy definitely needs help, like a personal shot to the head. I don't know. That just rubbed me the wrong way, seeing that, you know, he's touching his daughters and shit. They're like 7 and 8, man. Like, it's pretty fucked up. And he's sitting on here. Is that really Doug?
His last name is Miles.
Michael Miles. Okay. All right, cool. How you been, Ken?
I've been fine. I've been doing just
fine. You've
been fine?
You, yeah. You going to set up that YouTube show? YouTube show, guys. It's coming. Ken's going to get on YouTube eventually. May not be
this
year. Yeah, I'm just trying
to figure it out. Okay? It's been interesting.
He'll be known as the farting preacher. No, I'm joking, Ken. All right, man. You can put me back on mute, man. I just want to call out that sick shit I read, and it's disgusting. What would Wanda say to him? Wanda would slap him up. She'd get the coat hanger, put it on the stove, and whip that boy.
I don't know.
But, all right, cool. Ken, nice talking to you. Are you going to be in Discord tonight?
I don't know.
You should be. Because, yeah, you need to address some things, man. Get it squared away. I'll be in there.
All right. Talk to you later, buddy.
I doubt you'll show up, but that's okay. If you do, you do. I'm not going to break your balls about it. All right, man. Put me back on mute.
Okay. All righty. That was Paulie, everybody. Okay. Okay. Well, let's play some more music here. All right. Okay, well, let's get into the prophetic word for the day. The Father says today, angels are attending you. Angels are pressing into my glory on the inside of you. My angelos messages are attending your life today. As the angels before my throne cry, holy, 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 even so angels assigned to your life are drawn, not to your humanity, but to my glory on the inside of you. So open your eyes and see that there are more heavenly allies standing up for you in situations that all the imps of the hell reigns about you to resist my irresistible will. You do not understand what the implications are of who I am on the inside of you. I am in you, says the Father, and my will shall not be overthrown. Even so, because I will not be denied, so you will not be denied. The need is not to falsely inflate your human confidence, but rather to pray as I pray in Gethsemane, not my will, but thine be done. You never need fear to pray that prayer, says God. You do understand that I take delight in prospering my saints. Are you a saint? Of course you are. Your status as one of my holy ones is not based upon your pity or lack of thereof, but upon who I am on the inside of you. I took on all the suffering that I might alleviate all suffering. I take up residence in you as surely as I sit upon a throne in the heavens. Does Satan encroach at will upon my throne? No one makes you think he has any right to encroach upon your life. So let your eyes be open. See the angels of heaven ascending and descending upon the Son of Man that I am on the inside of you. They are always pressing into the glory, not only the glory before my throne, but the glory I have hid in your heart, knowing and expressed as Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that truth and in that promise, you can rest expectantly, anticipating the future I am unfolding before you even this day, says the Lord. Amen. Okay, 111.
Anal. 269. Oh, hello. This is Pastor Veal. How are you, Pastor Ken?
I am fine, Pastor Veal. How are you?
I could be better. So I want to make you aware of something. Actually, two things. First and foremost, Tony Farrar was in the chat of Tony talked the other day and lauding the fact that Tony had a stroke, and I thought that was really ungodly of him.
Tony Farrar has not been in Tony Talk's room, as far as I know.
It was the last show. Tony was in there on Tony's account, and Tony Farrar said that she was happy that Tony had a stroke. You know, Tony Talk had a stroke. She was happy about that, and it was very unfortunate. I thought it was ungodly. What do you think about that, Pastor Ken?
Well, I don't think anybody that has a stroke, okay,
the show? You did not hear Tony's show on Sunday, last Sunday. The dude was drugged out of his mind. He was in the hospital, man.
Really?
You don't think Tony had a stroke? Either you're ignorant to this, or are you saying that Tony's making it up?
No, I didn't say that. I said I don't think it's right to anybody to make fun of somebody that had a stroke.
Oh, okay. That's cool. You can chastise Farrar or, like, say, tell Farrar that that's no good because it isn't good.
No, it isn't.
Farrar was also, you know, imitating stroke sounds in the chat. And I mean, she was really happy that, you know, Uncle T is at his worst, and I think it's just a really sad state of affairs. It's really disgusting, and I think Farrar is incredibly ungodly, and I hope you find the strength to either pull out of that relationship or, you know, find someone more godly for you, honestly.
Hmm.
Now, to my second point, I've been informed by several people that God's Rainbow Ministries is still not trademarked. I'd be willing to buy the trademark with your permission.
No, that's all right. I'm not selling anything.
I'll just go ahead and buy it. Well, it's not for sale from you guys. It's simply not trademarked, so anybody could take it. Like, I don't have to take it. Somebody else could, and there's nothing you could do about it. So I'm coming to you to ask for permission to trademark this name.
No, that's all right.
Well, I'm going to go do it anyways, because I think Tony Ferrara's continued presence on this show is regrettable and ungodly. And last show, Tony dropped the F-bomb several times on a godly show, which is just very unfortunate. It's very ungodly, and I think it's very ungodly for you to continue to allow it to happen.
Well,
about as ungodly as the time you ran a porn shop.
Yeah, whatever. All righty.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you, Pastor Beal. Have a blessed night.
Well, why are you trying to...
Okay, 111.
Take more calls, please. Just put me back on mute. Thank you.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Poventura from Imperial Beach, California. How are you doing?
How are you doing, Dr. Peter?
I'm doing great, Dr. Fishman. It's it's a pleasure to be back back to on your platform here to hear your words, your sermon, and to be able to reciprocate the favors that you've done for everyone else. And I just want to say what a pleasure it is to be here.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, a lot of people were reaching out to me because of the kidnapping or the potential kidnapping that happened in Florida with the 11-year-old. Now, I wanted to say that I do not approve of that. You know, the I do not approve of that or that message. Everyone knows that in Florida, the ripe age for a teenager to be even able to consensual intercourse would be 13, not 11. And he should have waited 2 more years. What he did is pedophilia in my book, and I approve of that message. You know, yes, 13 is correct, but not 11. That's just sick in my book. And furthermore, the think he used the right technique as when he went to go grab her. So that definitely not something out of my book. I don't think he used the correct knife and had the wrong grip. So it just. Just a lot of things went wrong with that, but I'm glad she was able to get away. You know, that leaves one more for me, I guess. Now, what was going on with? I heard Pauly on the earlier speaking about a Mike Miles. What is that? That name is very familiar to me because that happens to be the last name of one of my girlfriends, Miles. And if he's talking about the Mike Miles, I think he is, then, well, can't say I approve of that message, but I know exactly what he's talking about. Is he talking about the our friend from Pennsylvania?
He
said
he was from Pennsylvania.
Okay, then yes. I don't approve of what Mike Miles has been doing to underage girls, underage boys, and the his dog. That is sick. He's a sick man, and I don't approve of that. I don't approve of his message. I don't approve of his actions, and bestiality is a sin. Can we agree on this, Dr. Fishman?
Yes, yes, yes. Speaking of Doug, let's bring him on. He pressed the one key.
Well, he's going to call me Dr. Fauci, and I like hearing that.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
I don't know what's going on in the chat room, and I'm not tossing you out, so I don't know what's going on. Are you leaving on your own?
No, you keep kicking me out. Or Tony,
I ain't kicking nobody out. I ain't kicked nobody out.
Mark. I don't care. It don't matter to me. It's just the chat room. Come on.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not kicking anybody out.
Okay, I believe you. I do. I do believe you. Right, Dr. Fauci?
Like I said, I appreciate and enjoy when you call me Dr. Fauci. But what I don't approve of is you referring to Dr. Fishman as in the chat room there, as I just got a screenshot email to me by a good friend of mine of Ashley, and it says that Kostoff said Ken is an effing ass clown, and also that bitch boy asshole. Now that is not correct. That is not good. I don't approve of that message. I don't approve of anybody calling Dr. Fishman a bitch boy asshole or an ass clown. That is silly, and you should ask Dr. Fishman for forgiveness immediately.
Yes, well,
Doug,
will you forgive
Kostoff,
me?
Doug, or Mike, or whatever your name
Dr.
is.
Dr. Fishman, will you forgive him?
I didn't mention it, so it's already forgiven.
Thank you.
Okay, but did he ask you for forgiveness? I appreciate you being a forgiving man.
I just asked him to forgive me.
Okay, I'm sorry, I did not hear that.
Dr. Peter Paul Fauci.
Well, I appreciate you calling me that. That I am among the minds that run this country. And, this is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve Dr. Fauci's message. Speaking of which, have you been vaccinated, Doug?
Yes. Yep. I had both my Pfizer's, and I feel great, Dr. Fauci. And I ain't wearing a mask, and I don't give a fuck. How you like that, Fauci
well,
boy?
Well, in Pennsylvania, you
how
don't
you
have
like
to
it?
Wear a mask, do you?
Unless
I said
you're a bitch like you. Maybe if you're a little bitch like you, you wear a mask. Because you're
Fishman,
scared of something that don't exist.
I do not appreciate him
Hello,
calling
Hello, I do not approve this message.
I definitely do not approve of this message, Dr. Fishman. Are you, if
I
he's
totally
going to
agree. I don't agree with it either. Dr.
See,
the problem
with Fishman. This is that I can contain myself right now, and I control myself, but what I do later
keep
on
the
is I take this
away
out sexually
from
on your daughter. I take this out sexually on your daughter, and then, but she likes this, so you're just giving me fuel to pull her hair, slap her around,
mm-hmm.
toss around,
yes.
and dig my knife just a little bit deeper into her throat. So you keep coming with that. That's just energy.
She pulls out her 40 caliber and blast a cap in you. How's that? When you
well,
try to rape her, she blasts a cap in you. Huh? 40 cap.
You cannot
rape
the willing. Cannot
pretty
rape
big
the willing.
Bullet. That's why I keep raping you.
Well, when
are you
so
willing.
Are you upset that you no longer get to play with her and all her attention is to me?
No. I'm upset that you clowns are so childish. I dare you to come mess with my family. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Dr. Fishman, I'm going to have to not approve of this message, and I'm going to leave if you're going to let him call me that.
Yeah.
Call you what? What did I call you? What did I call him? What did I call him? Come on, Ken.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, guys. God bless y'all.
Amen.
I want to say God bless y'all. Okay, may you have a blessed evening. Okay?
Amen.
I'm going to use pineapple condoms with Doug's
you
dog
too.
Now.
You guys have
yes,
a good
Dr. Fishman.
Evening
I don't
too.
Approve of Doug's message, but I do approve your message. And remember, 13 is the ripe age in Florida.
Okay. All righty. Yeah. Well, God bless everybody.
40 caliber is the good caliber. 40
and,
caliber. That's a good size.
Mm-hmm.
And until we have our next show Saturday, see you then. Okay, God bless.
Take care, Peter Paul, Dick Chura.
I'll take care of your daughter.
And Fauci.